In 1925, Goudy moved to Paris, France. He was drawn by the newly found Parisian enthusiasm for Black American jazz. He'd heard rumors of a life free of Jim Crow racism in France and Europe, and the ease of finding work in the rapidly expanding market for African American jazz that was centered in the Montmartre district of Paris. Soon after his arrival, Goudy maneuvered himself to a position near the apex of his musical environment, as he had done in New Orleans, and as he later would do in South America and San Francisco. In Paris, Goudy was soon working in the two establishments indispensable to jazz and the Black expatriate community in Paris, Bricktop's Cabaret and Zelly's Royal Box. Bricktop's is legend, of course, and it was home base, post office, and clubhouse for Harlem and Montmartre. Zelly's Royal Box was a wild scene. It had the best jazz bands in Paris and an exclusive license to serve alcohol, champagne, of course, all night long. And in the early days, there was an after-hours club for musicians upstairs. As he did his whole life long, Goudy was at the same time busily freelancing. He was working with the top American impresario band leaders in Europe like Benny Payton, Sam Wooding, and Noble Sissle. And Big Boy was very active with pianist and bandleader Freddie Johnson between about 1929 and 33, and was seen in Johnson's band at Bricktops in 29. In 1933, he recorded with a Harlem-style band that was co-led by Johnson with Arthur Briggs, a fine jazz trumpet player living in France. This is Discovering Frank Big Boy Goudy on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Stay tuned for more rare and unissued music from this unjustifiably overlooked talent. Originally from the New Orleans area, Frank Goudy's colorful life spanned 5 decades on 3 continents. Besides France, Goudy played music in Switzerland and Germany, Argentina and Brazil during World War II, and a half decade in San Francisco. In a future program, I'll explore his astounding life in Paris and journey from early New Orleans horn man to revered clarinet-playing elder statesman of jazz. By the way, he was called Big Boy because he stood over 6'3". It was a stage name, of course. His friends had called him Tree ever since he was young. Oddly, and for no particular reason, this notable jazz pioneer, world traveler, and man for all seasons has been almost totally overlooked by jazz history.